Welcome back. The tourism industry has welcomed the government's move to scrap the remaining COVID-19 restrictions. This puts an end to the mask rule, limitations on gatherings, and checks on travelers coming into the country. The Tourism Business Council of South Africa has said it believes this move bodes well for the industry, as players in the space will now be able to fully operate, which would further boost the local economy. And joining me now is the council's CEO, Chifiwa Chibengwa. Thank you so much for your time, Chifiwa. Now, really, the move to do away with some of the last remaining COVID-19 restrictions, providing a psychological boost where people feel that they can actually go out and travel and socialize as well. So what is the mood looking like right now within the tourism sector?
Well, thank you for having me. We are excited as a tourism industry, and we have been talking about removal of these last restrictions for the past while, and also making sure that we have full capacity at the venues that we have here at home, and also making sure that we boost the economy of various subsectors within the tourism industry to ensure that people go back to work. So it's exciting. I spoke to one of my colleagues today who is in a conferencing industry. They are very excited that now we can go and bid for larger conferences, and we can be able to utilize the spaces that we have, within the hotels, the conference centers, and many other spaces that we have. So it's really a good day for us. It's something that we've been looking forward to for quite a number of years. We have been fighting for this for a very long time. The fact that it has happened, and today is the first day that we can say that, our venues are fully open, our theaters are fully open, our conference spaces are fully open, exhibitions can go on, and many other spaces that were operating on a 50% can now be operating on 100%. It's a good day for the industry. Yeah. We can now look into how do we build up our forward book to make sure that, we have as many conferences, as many sporting events as possible. So it's exciting day for us. It's going to improve our tourism recovery. And hopefully towards the end of the year, we may see recovery reaching a higher level, compared to 2019.
Let's talk about that recovery, because, I mean, this is great news. But right now, the landscape has changed where consumers are facing high inflation, where they are strapped for cash, and also you have a dent in the airline industry with Comair's liquidation. Also, it will provide more pressure in terms of inflation. So I'm wondering how far the industry is then from pre-COVID-19 profitability.
Well, from the numbers that we're looking at, of course, inflation and the rising fuel cost and many other things that are rising do have an impact on the work that we do, and do have an impact on how people choose to spend, the few rents that they have from the domestic travel point of view. So there will be an impact from domestic travel. People are going to be selective on where they stay. The most important thing is that products and experiences that suits, different types of pockets. So for any type of budget, someone is able to travel around the country and able to stay at an accommodation that will fit that budget. Now, when it comes to the airline space, that's a concern. The fact that we've lost Comair capacity in the name of Kulula and British Airways, it means that now we have a situation whereby 40% of the capacity that we used to have is no longer there. So we've been talking to other airlines to say, can you come to the table and get some more aircrafts to fit in, or to make sure that that capacity limitation is reduced? And we're starting to see some of them really introducing some routes that they're going to be, servicing in the near future. And we've also seen some who are saying that, they're going to be getting new aircrafts or leasing new aircrafts to fit in, to make sure that the gap is not too wide. So we do need everyone to work together, including government from the regulation point of view, to make sure that those that are applying to get licenses to operate these routes are able to get those licenses. So hopefully we will be able to get there faster, because if we don't, we're going to have bottlenecks. International airlines are coming in. If people are not able to travel around the country when they arrive here, or fly around the country easily, it's going to cause some problems in the long term. So for us, we're looking at this and saying, yes, we've got inflation problem. Yes, we've got the Kulula and British Airways problem. It's going to be solved at some point, but we're going to be relying reliant on the international markets.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we become value for money when, you know, our currency, you know, exchange rate with, you know, the pound,
yeah,
the dollar, we will get more tourists that are coming from America, from Europe and elsewhere.
Yeah.
Who would want to spend money in this country.
Tipiwa,
and we are ready for that.
Tipiwa, let's talk about the role of government, because, I mean, there's really a tendency for us to score our own goals when we need to be unlocking the potential of the economy. So I was reading an article earlier on Business Live talking about issues with accredited tour guides not being able to renew or apply for new permits for new vehicles. And, I mean, how responsive is government to cutting a red tape that's leaving some of the business owners behind?
Well, you know, the problem that we have is that, you know, there's a lot of talking and less action. And when you talk about the red tape, you know, the question that we sit with is not whether we need to be discussing it or not.
Yeah.
It's whether we're able to cut it and how soon we can cut it. There's this tendency, you know, that I've picked up over the past number of years that seem to suggest that, you know, the regulations that are there are not written by us.
Yeah.
We sort of pretend as if they're just there and we don't know what to do with them. We wrote those regulations, we promulgated them or gazetted them. We need to be able to change them on a faster pace to make sure that we impact on the growth of various industries, including tourism. So, yes, we have a problem with National Public Transport Regulator in terms of the regulator issuing the permits fast enough to make sure that, you know, those that are operating ground transport for tourism purposes are able to operate with those permits. We've been talking about this for quite a number of years.
Yeah.
And it defies logic that a country that talks about lack of employment and also talks about boosting the economy, we are not able to print permits for legitimate businesses that wants to use those permits. I think that's a shame. And I think it's something that, you know, the responsible department, which is transport, needs to step up. And they need to print those licensing or those permits.
And
so that we can have more people working.
And Tipiwa, just for 20 seconds more, I'm stealing time here, but I'm guessing that will be one of the themes that you will be discussing at the inaugural Tourism Leadership Conference in September that the Tourism Business Council of South Africa will be hosting. Just lastly, I mean, we have about 20 seconds. Walk me through some of the key themes that will be discussed there to chart a way forward for the recovery.
Well, there are various things that we're going to be discussing at our inaugural conference, and that will be one of the things around policy, regulations, and so forth and so on, will be some of the things that we need to discuss. How do we work together between government and the private sector? How do we forge a proper relationship, not a relationship that we talk about and, you know, nothing happens? We need action. In this country and the problems and the challenges that we have, what we need is action more than talking, and our inaugural conference is going to be touching on how do we work together with between the private and public sector. How do we make sure that, you know, we market this country effectively and bring more tourists? How do we promote transformation? How do we make a deployment? And also, how do we make that we work with other countries within the SADC across the world? Those are just few.
Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap it up, Tipiwa. We are also losing you, but we will definitely be keeping in touch to check out what is happening there at the conference in September. That was the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Tipiwa Chibengwa.